Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Hello, everybody. This is Crescendo every Sunday, 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 with your host, Jed, broadcasting from UBC, the Point Grey campus in Vancouver, British Columbia, from the unceded Musqueam Territory. Hope everybody had an awesome week. And this show, I am very excited for. Going to be having some exciting guests on. Little Cowards, fantastic local band, is going to be here any minute to play some tunes for you guys out there. But right now, I'd like to introduce my friend Oz here. Now, Oz, what brings you here today, friend?
Ah, thank you for having me here, Jed. I came here basically just to talk about calendar sessions and the calendar in general.
What is the calendar?
Okay, so the calendar is basically a student-run organization, and we plan, host social events all around campus. And we also promote other events taking place on campus as well.
Nice.
And basically, we have the goal of trying to make UBC a better and fun place for everybody, right?
Nice.
And yeah, we just want to unite everybody together. That's basically what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm sounding very inquisitive and journalistic here. I'm actually a rep for the calendar, so I know completely what he's talking about. But yeah, it's awesome to have him on the show. A little bit later, we're going to be talking to him a little more, talking about his job specifically with what calendar sessions is and how that helps out some local musicians. Right now, thank you for coming again, by the way, Oz.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jed. Yeah,
it's awesome to have you on the show. Right now, we're going to jump right into some music as well. This first track I'm going to be spinning for you is actually a friend of a friend's. He's going to the Berklee School of Music. Wonderful musician, Geoff Ong, with his song September. Really, really great jazz composition that he makes here. Fantastic voice. His transition from regular chest voice to falsetto is absolutely effortless. You could really tell in all of his music. Definitely give his SoundCloud a little check out. That is Geoff Ong. And of course, as usual, I will be posting all of the playlists that I do today on the show on the Crescendo Facebook page. So you got to check that out if you ever want to look at it again. Or else it's just going to be on the radio and that's it. You can't just leave it at that. But nevertheless, thank you very much for listening, everybody. Thank you again, Oz, for coming on the show. And to start us off is Geoff Ong's single, September. Thank you very much for listening on CITR 101.9.
Still can't get to sleep. It's starting to hit me now. My youth ain't gonna repeat, yeah. Look in the mirror and I wonder what it's there for. It just reminds me that I don't know who I am anymore. Oh, I'm treading water. I'm treading water. I'm treading water. Everybody's just waiting on a plane to carry them off to their new chapters, their new days. Yeah, I ain't content. This ain't the way I want to align. Why am I the one to still be trapped inside my mind? Oh, why? Oh, 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 I'm treading water. I'm treading water. I'm treading water. I'm treading water.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Hello, hello again. That right there was Joff Ong with September. Whew, beautiful, soulful voice. Really, really proud to be able to play that. And a shout out to my friend back home, True Swain, for showing me this great artist. Right now, the next thing coming up I'm going to be playing is a cover of the song Youth. This is by actually a good friend of mine, somebody I know from campus, Bailey Becker, off of her SoundCloud. Another fantastic voice. Really proud to be able to play some more new up-and-coming artists here. But another very chill acoustic track. Fantastic finger picking in it, extremely well controlled voice, like just gorgeous voice. Hope you guys enjoy this one. This is Youth by Bailey Becker. This one's a cover. Thank you very much again for listening on CITR 101.9 on the show Crescendo.
Sad soul on the place that's in life. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones. 'Cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs, setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers that went wrong. Of our futures. One day we'll reveal its truth. The one who will die before he gets there. And if you're still bleeding, are dead, they are gone. We're setting fire to our insides to find. Collecting pictures from the flood that wrecked our home. It was a flood that wrecked this home.
Show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello again. That was Bailey Becker's Youth cover, another fantastic song from a great local artist. So, Oz, why don't you tell us just a little bit more about what your position is in the calendar?
Okay, so basically I am the calendar sessions coordinator. And what that means is that I'm in charge of running this calendar series, which basically provides a platform for artists of all genres around campus to showcase their amazing talent. And you already know, like with Bailey, she's so talented, mm-hmm. and we know so many people on campus, and we want them to be given an opportunity to do what they do best.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially with, like, now that it's so, like, convenient for people to just go on the internet, make a SoundCloud, do that. The immediacy is great, but it's so easy for somebody to not get any recognition for it because there's so much congestion with how many people are, like, starting it out. So it's really important to have, like, more comprehensive, like, independent groups like this working
on campus.
Of course,
of course. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's what Sessions is all about. We definitely want to cater to that, and what we notice is that in UBC it's such a big school, right? And you'll always have a friend who's really good at acoustic guitar and has a beautiful voice, but the rest of the campus doesn't really know that, and they don't really know that. So basically, back to what Sessions is, we basically have sessions at the Fortune Sound Club, which is downtown near in Chinatown, and it's great. There's an amazing stage there, and the acoustics are beautiful.
Nice.
It's amazing. And so far we've had amazing talents such as Luke Wallace, the Lady Jams, Made in Arcade, Surgeons. They've all performed on that stage, and we're looking for more.
Nice. And, why don't you tell us a little bit about the event that just happened? That was Friday, right?
Oh, yeah. It was this Friday. So we had a touring band, Leighton Kramer, who performed. And the band is amazing. If you haven't listened to them yet, just check out their Facebook. They're amazing. Leighton Kramer. We also had Made in Arcade, our wonderful DJ, and also a calendar member. And we also had Walter Cannon opening the night at Fortune. It was a great night, great vibes. Everybody seemed to be having a good time, and we were supporting all the artists and the talent, and it's It was great. It was a great time.
I also love that dynamic, too, because you're going to have the people in college that are going to want to go and they're going to want to rage to those kind of parties and they want a DJ to lay down beats. But also, the same crowd sometimes also wants to start out with more, like, real instrumentation sometimes. Oh, yeah. And having, like, both of those acts at the same place, like, always works so well.
Yeah. So. And, I mean, it's unique. It's different in that on a Friday night, you usually have a routine, right? You go out clubbing, or you go to a rave or something like that, or why don't you do something different?
Yeah.
You are going out, you're listening to live music, it's basically a mini concert, and at the same time, you are supporting your fellow UBC students. That's great.
Exactly. No, it's awesome to see somebody as passionate about it and as into it as you too. Like, awesome working with you, buddy.
Thank you.
Before this turns into a compliment off, I'm going to be playing the next song. This next one coming up. Again, thank you very much for talking about your job and everything, Oz.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here on this wonderful show.
Of course. Stop. Anyways, this next song is The War on Drugs with their tune Under the Pressure. A really good psychedelic kind of indie-sounding band. This is a bit of a longer one. It's a really immersive tune. Absolutely love this group. Just started listening to them recently. Definitely check out their discography. Again, thank you very much for listening. This is CITR 101.9, and we are right now shortly awaiting the arrival of the Vancouver band, The Little Cowards, to do a special acoustic performance right here, live, in a few minutes. What? Oh! What? That is going to happen. But right now, here's The War on Drugs with Under the Pressure. Thank you, listeners. Hope you're having a great Sunday.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Jed, once more on CITR 101.9. Every Sunday, 6 to 7, the show is Crescendo. I am very happy to announce we have a guest band here. You know what? Why don't you guys introduce yourselves real fast? For here are the Little Cowards.
We're the Little Cowards. I'm Caleb Metley.
I'm Tegan Walgren.
And we're a band from the North Shore. We play shows around Vancouver. And yeah, we're currently competing in the CBC radio.
Actually, I think that's over. Don't worry about that.
I kind of realized it was over halfway.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways,
they were competing in that.
We got to the top 100. We didn't make it to the top 10. Okay, so but it's okay.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Too bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? Well, we're all winners at CITR here, so it's all good.
I'm glad to be here for that reason.
Yeah. Well, before you guys start off, just a couple quick questions. I remember I was asking what kind of genre you guys would specify into.
Oh, God.
The answer was quite fantastic. Can you recap?
Oh, I don't know. It changes every time.
We get a lot of people saying that we're indie folk, but we...
I feel like we're trying to move away from that a bit.
Yeah, that was the first... We just released our debut EP. Just called the Little Cowards EP, and it's just four songs, very folky sort of songs we've written up to 2 years ago.
But we've been trying to explore like a newer sound, always a keyboard and like I don't know, more interesting arrangements and stuff.
So the second album's gonna be way different. Nice. It's gonna be pretty much all electronic minus the violin, but I assume we get some cool effects on.
Maybe I'll
the
have an electric
well.
Violin by then.
Yeah, those are cool.
Nice. You gotta diversify a bit.
Yeah.
You guys going for changing genres every time? I'm waiting for your rap EP in a couple years.
Oh yeah, rap.
I'd be down.
In the makes.
Might take a little longer, but you know, we're getting there.
DJ T-Gan.
Oh yeah.
Trying to get classified and Chad to produce it for us. We'll see.
Awesome. Well, it's again great to have you guys on the show. It's awesome to have some local talent always do some live performances. So, without further ado, why don't you introduce what you're going to play in? Why don't you go ahead?
We're going to play one of Tegan's songs. It's called Underground.
Yep. It's a little strange. It involves fruit flies. So if you're a science student, you might be a bit annoyed.
Educational as well.
Yeah. Not really. Working class oppression in the fish world. Bruised and battered on the shore, fins ablaze and ankles sore. Don't go yet, we might want more. Come live with me on the rocks in the water. We got here when the water really flowed. The river was young and sky still old. Lights burned and bended and the birds still slept underground. Sighs of the brain still attached to their mouths. Her name is Drosophila and she loves me. She loves the morning dew and she loves me too. Drosophila,
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 she's underground.
To go away. Her name is Drosophila and she loves me.
Everything, so many changes, your voices are amazing, and even had a scat solo once. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming and performing. That was fantastic. I feel like I know so much more about the Drosophila, and I'm
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was very educational.
It was an educational process. Yeah. It was enjoyable. I hope I get credits for that, because I feel like that was a bio course while having a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for performing. Feel free to hang around, chat about music. If you gotta go, you're busy artists, a band on the run.
No, we'll chill.
You gotta chill. Well, thank you again very much for performing here on CITR 101.9. For those of you just tuning in, I'm sorry you missed something awesome, but never fear, never fear. We got a podcast for you on my Crescendo page on Facebook. Check it out. See the band. See some new music. Check out the podcast. Maybe give my page a like. Up to you. But thank you very much for listening, everybody. And thank you guys one more time. Fantastic performance. Going back to the recorded music now, I'm going to bring you guys over to a track called Lady Elect by the Washington band Unwound. Again, a lot like Fugazi, some of the more like Riot Girl punk bands that really just kind of didn't get that much play and aren't that well known, but are probably some of the most influential punk acts of the 90s and before. So hope you guys really enjoyed this. This is Unwound with Lady Elect. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Hello again on CITR 101.9. Your host Jed with Crescendo. Now, sadly, a friend of ours has to head out pretty quick, but he just has the last few things to say. What's up, Oz?
All right, so I just wanted to say a few things about the coming week. So stay on the lookout for some silly things from the calendar. Basically, setting up for Halloween this Friday. And on top of that, we have two Halloween events happening at the same time. Halloween All Ages and the 19 Plus for the calendar. And that is all. Have a good time, everybody, and have a great Sunday.
Awesome. Well, thank you again very much for stopping
by. Thank you for having me on Crescendo. And,
Of course. You're welcome anytime, my friend, anytime.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And how are you guys holding up, Little Cowards? You guys good?
We're doing good. I'm not claustrophobic, so this stall is doing me nicely.
That's very good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, having a panic attack at the radio station or not, that'd be good. That'd be awkward.
There'd just be a lot of screaming and then silence.
No bueno at all. But so with you guys, we're gonna be checking in again with you guys in a few minutes, talking about how you guys started out, some of your influences and everything. Before that, listeners, right now we're gonna transition to the next song. This is the Mariachi Ghost performing their tune, Mariachi Ghost. Awesome.
Wow.
What this?
Okay.
I am safe to assume it has to do with Mariachi Ghost, but this is actually a really good Winnipeg group, actually, from Canada. But they really great mariachi tunes, also incorporate a lot of other genres in it, as you'll hear from some electric guitar in this one. A friend of a friend's brother is actually in this, and I've listened to it a little bit this week. Really cool genre adding. It really sounds like, at first, really kind of purist to the Latin sound, but also incorporates other sounds as well. So definitely check these guys out. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. And without further ado, here is the Mariachi Ghost on CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
That right there was Grandpa by Vancouver's local punk band Eating Out. Fantastic group. You know, we were just talking actually in the studio about how sometimes the groups will come up with not so digestible names for the common folk, but still, like, whether no matter how much vulgarity you can have in the name of the band, if you're good, you're good. I'll have to play on my show. Anyways, moving right along, right now, we still have the Little Cowards here right in the studio. And I wanted to talk to you guys briefly just about how you guys met, how you formed, how you decided your, like, what kind of music you'd play together, and just kind of a little sum up of that.
Well, I was in Ontario at Western for my first year of university, and our one mutual friend posted a video of Tegan playing one of her songs. Was it Unsaid or?
Biting.
A hauntingly beautiful song that Tegan wrote a few years ago. And instantly I was captivated. So I sent her an email and I seemed like a creepy stalker at first.
Pretty creepy.
she somehow decided to meet up with me. And we just started jamming on the rocks on the North Shore, on the beach.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad place to start up.
Thanks. We both just brought our own songs that we'd sort of written during the past year, and we were like, oh, let's just try to see if we can figure out some arrangements for these, and then we got Greg, our lovely drummer, to come and jam with us, and then, yeah.
Awesome.
Little Cows was born.
I love how that's, like, how most bands actually, like, can form, too. It's just like, oh, hey, I heard your stuff. Yeah? Wanna jam? Yeah. Wanna do a band? Yeah. Then bam.
But actually, yeah.
It's like, man, we have an album.
Here's an album LP done.
Yeah.
that's awesome too. That's what I really like about the Vancouver community I've seen as well. People, like, nobody's the most independent groups I found out, there's no, like, pretentiousness. There's no like, oh, my music is this good. It's like people are just like down to just like experiment musically with other like other groups that are playing, and it's awesome.
For sure.
That's really how like the really creative juices start flowing. But that's awesome to hear. Do you guys decide like, all right, well, I kind of like this music, you kind of like that music. Let's see if we could compromise, or just kind of naturally, organically like mesh.
Well, I think we started out with our own songs, and that sort of like, I know the songs that I wrote really like I was a diehard Said the Whale fan, pretty much from grade 8 up until last year, and honestly, okay, it's fine, I still am, but, so I know, like, my songs that I brought to the table were definitely heavily influenced from them, and from, you know, like, Dan Mangan and other Vancouver bands, Dogwind Dahlia, and I know that, Tegan, like, your songs resemble your heroes to some extent.
I elaborate. Guess so. yeah, I don't know, I just listen to a lot of different genres, and I guess that may come out in my music. Like I used to write more like ukulele based kind of folky stuff, but I'm trying to move away from that, as, mm-hmm. as I think we both are. But yeah, you know, just we had some of the same influences and some differences.
Yeah, I think we've both gone through a bit of a change in the music that we like over the last year or two, and then like I think we're both definitely into more electronic stuff now.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I've moved into a deep love affair with We Are the City, another Vancouver band.
I'm also a big fan.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
But you don't have the deep love affair.
It's
getting there. It's progressive relationship.
It's still in the closet. Yeah. I think eventually everyone's gonna.
They don't even know my name.
whereas I just found Andy when I was super hammered at Squamish and went over and gave him the biggest.
Yeah, That's
a cool part about Vancouver bands playing at Squamish is that they are way more sociable than any other band, I think. And like they're always out at the gate to their venue and just talking to people, and people are coming up to them, and and they're super nice guys.
He just told me to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's probably good advice.
Yeah, it was.
Well, yeah, that's the most important thing, just that the sociability between, like, you know, those new groups is just, like, that's how new stuff forms.
Yeah.
It's cool that you mentioned Dan Mangan, too. I was, like, this close to meeting him last year, because we ended up going to, like, a Neutral Milk Hotel show, me and some friends.
Oh, yeah.
And right as I'm leaving, I see this tweet with Dan Mangan and Rainn Wilson, like, Dwight from The Office, just selfieing, like, outside of the venue.
Oh,
where are they?
Oh, man.
So close. But yeah, it's awesome. It's rad to hear about you guys, you're forming, and it's awesome to hear like how you're evolving musically. I'm really excited to hear electronic stuff, and based on the performance I just heard, like I'm really excited to hear where you guys are gonna go with it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You guys are welcome to come back anytime on the show.
Yeah,
thank you for stopping by. Well, listeners, now it's time for the last few songs of the show. I know. Don't worry, there's next week in the podcast. But we're getting into the heavier part of the hour as Crescendo does it. So this next song coming up is No Means No with I've Got a Gun. Hope you guys enjoy it. We're getting a little more punky soon. Here we go.
Somebody down. I got a gun. I'm gonna find it. Be someone.
Right there was Vancouver band White Lung with their song Glue. Before that was No Means No with I've Got a Gun. Well, everybody, thank you very much for listening today. To play you guys out on CITR 101.9, your host Jed, Show Crescendo. To play you guys out, we're going to be playing a new Death Heaven tune, one of my favorite metal bands, with From the Kettle Onto the Coil, a great band that influences both black metal and shoegaze music. So it goes from absolute screechy, intense vocals, fantastic lyrics, but this beautiful kind of like melodic sounding shoegazy guitar, really kind of there's a lot of difference in it, but it like actually works out very well in the music. Thank you again, guys, very much for listening. It was an awesome show today. Hope you guys have a great week. Have a good one.